So, welcome everybody to our session one of getting to know your BrailleSense 6 device. My name is Stuart Lawler. I'm from Sight and Sound Technology in Ireland. And as I said a moment ago before we started the recording, with me today is Fionnuala Murphy, also from Sight and Sound Technology Ireland. Fionnuala is going to be looking after the raised hands and chat and anything that you would like to do today by way of questions during the session. Today, we're focusing on email, and we're going to spend the next 40 or so minutes looking at email on the BrailleSense 6. We have picked topics, I suppose, that people were asking us about, or that our tech support team had received specific questions about, as well as some new topics about the BrailleSense 6 and some changes that have come in since the release of the device. From, for example, the Polaris. So that's where we've picked the topics. Tomorrow we're going to look at Google Drive. Wednesday we're going to look at installing apps from the Play Store. And Thursday we're going to look at some new features, BrailleSense Dictionary, languages, and Bookshare downloads. So loads of stuff to get through during the week. And we hope you will be with us for some, or indeed all of it if you can. We're very grateful that people have come along today. So let's start by talking about email. I'm going to share my screen and it will also share, we hope, the BrailleSense audio. At least it did before we went on air. And for anybody who is viewing this session as well as listening, you will also be able to see the BrailleSense 6 screen. So let me just do that now. And here we go.
Email E.
So hopefully you're he hearing the BrailleSense now, Fionnuala. We should be up and running. So
Notepad
let's
N.
start by talking about the email
Sorry.
program.
Sorry, Stuart. I lost my screen there and I was on mute. Yes,
Oh, no problem. You're seeing that.
hearing and
Brilliant.
seeing it looks good.
Thanks, Fionnuala. That's lovely. Thanks a million. So let's start by talking about the email application. And sorry, before I do that, I should just give quick shout out for anybody who is maybe not as familiar with Zoom. If you want to pose questions during the session, you can either type them in the chat by using Alt and H if you're on a PC, or activate the chat button if you're with us on a mobile device, or you can raise your virtual hand by pressing Alt and Y, or activate the raise hand button if you're on a mobile device. And Fionnuala will be keeping an eye on that. And we will stop for questions later in the session. So the email application on the BrailleSense 6 is slightly different to that on the Polaris in that it now supports more email protocols, specifically Microsoft Exchange, which, if those of you who were using Polaris might remember, had a separate email program. So there is just one email application now in the BrailleSense 6. I have a couple of emails set up on the BrailleSense 6 already, but I'm actually going to set up a new email account today, and I'm going to use a Gmail account. We are aware of some problems users have been having with Gmail. When you try to delete a message, it loses connectivity. Unfortunately, I was not able to reproduce this on my unit on the Gmail account I was adding today, but I was able to reproduce it for somebody else. So we are looking into that with HIMSS, and they are looking at the problem because it seems to be specific to certain Gmail accounts, and we're not sure why. So let's go into the email application. I'm in my main menu, and if I go to the top of the main menu,
File Manager,
we
F.
have the familiar file manager to show that we're at the start. So let's just press the letter E. I will use a combination of shortcuts and menus as we go along. I'll list the shortcuts that I'm using as we go along. But of course, if you have questions about specific shortcuts, do please ask. And of course, a really good keystroke that I hope will be of use throughout the week, for me as well, by the way, because I do not remember them all. A really good shortcut is space with dot 3 and 6. When you're on any menu item, if there is an equivalent shortcut, The Braille Sense 6 will tell you that shortcut. It's one that I use all the time, and I guarantee you, you'll hear me using it several times over the next couple of days. Okay, so we'll press the letter E. We'll open the email application.
Getting new message list. Subject, re, because of your recording.
So this has opened the email inbox in my personal email. I have a couple of email accounts. So this is my own personal email. If I press space with dot 3, 4, and 5,
getting new message list.
It opens my work email account.
Unread subject. Re, getting to know your new Braille Sense 6 webinar series confirmation from Scott Young. Scott Young site.
So that's an email from one of my colleagues, and it's told me that it was unread. We might read that later on and send a reply to it. But what I want to do first is I want to configure a new email account. So I'm going to go to the account manager, which is found in the tools menu. So you can go to the tools menu if you want, or you can press enter and M for Mike or manager to go to the account manager directly. So let's go to just do enter and M just to save a little bit of time.
Accounts manager dialog, account name. Personal email 1-2 list item.
There are two accounts here at the moment. I can arrow up and down between them. If I down arrow with space and dot 4.
Sight and sound 2-2 list item.
So they're the two email addresses I have. I'm going to tab over to the add button, or I can press enter and A to add a new email account. If you want to tab, of course, you can press space with dots 4 and 5, or you can press the function key F3. I personally, as a Braillist, find that that takes more time because I'm taking my hands off the Braille keys, but whatever you're used to, you can also press enter and A. So let's just do that.
Default mail server, pop 3 radio button.
We're now in the account setup wizard, and we are to select the default mail server. It's very unlikely, and I would probably go towards saying it's very unwise these days to use POP3 for all sorts of reasons. It's not secure. Your email is not stored anywhere else other than on the device. And if something happens to the device, your email is lost. So you will most likely be using IMAP or Exchange. So let's hit the space bar.
IMAP radio button.
I'm going to use IMAP. That means that we are connecting to a server to sync our email. So it's a much safer way to move. I'm going to hit the tab key now with space and dot 4 and 5.
Server type, manual 1-4 list item.
There are four options here for the server type. What kind of server am I using? So
Google 2-4 list
item. I press space with dot 4 to move down through this list. Just let me show you what else is here.
Outlook 3-4 list item.
So you could have a Google account, an Outlook account,
SAMNet 4-4 list item.
Or a SAMNet account, which is, I think those email, that email service is certainly more popular in the US. It's run by, of course, the Ceratech Corporation. So let's go back up to Gmail or Google.
Out Google 2-4 list item.
It's really important to select the correct one because then it will have all automatically filled in a lot of the server settings for you. If, by the way, none of these services are what you're using, you would choose
manual 1-4 list manual. Item.
So for example, BT Internet, I know, is a big one in the UK. And I think some people that we were working with are using PlusNet. And of course, if you're using any of those, you would need to know the server settings. In most cases, we can help with that. Our tech support guys are pretty good at finding that information. So if you're using something that's not listed here as one of the preset email services, then you can always give us a call and we'll do our best to help you. But let's go to Gmail again.
Google 2-4 list Google, item.
And we'll press the tab key here.
Button with press enter to activate.
Just got a notification.
Here are your results dismiss for. Assistant, press enter press to the activate. Tab key here with
server type.
Now,
Google 2-4
what happened there was
item.
My Braille Sense 6 heard me saying Google and thought I wanted to talk to the device. Okay. Anyway, let's hit the tab key.
Account name, Google edit box.
This is the name of the account. This doesn't actually matter what you call this. So, you know, as you'll have seen there a few moments ago, I had one called personal, I had one called work. This one, it has creatively called Google because I selected Google as the email service, but you can call it whatever you want and it doesn't matter what you call it. This is just for your reference. It's not going to show up on any emails. Let's press the tab key again.
Display name, edit box.
Display name, well, that's my name. So I'll stick my name in here.
Stuart. Lawler. Space.
Okay. And I'm going to tab again.
Email address, edit box.
Here's the email address. Now, I should stress you don't need to do, especially if you're using UEB. I've just gotten this into my head for so long. When I'm entering emails and passwords and stuff, I switch into computer braille because I'm just used to doing that. You do not need to do this. So this email address is sastireland for Sight and Sound Technology Ireland at gmail.com. You could enter that using UEB and it will translate perfectly. If you're using the older UK braille, there are some challenges is the best word when using the at sign, for example. So we recommend computer braille, but I'm going to, just for quickness, I'm going to go into computer braille myself by pressing space and G.
Computer braille.
And I'm going to type
email
in the
email address, computer edit box.
And now it says computer because I've switched my code to computer braille. So I'm going to type in the address. SAST Ireland at
uppercase
gmail.com. Okay, and let me check that.
SastIrelandGmail.com.
I did a space and C, by the way, to read the current field or read the current line. It kind of depends contextually where you are. Now, I'm going to hit the space bar, the tab key.
Logon username, computer edit box.
And the logon username is the very same as your email address with Gmail. So we got to write this in again. So I'm doing that at gmail
uppercase
dot com.
SastIrelandGmail.com.
Okay, and I'm going to tab again.
Password, computer edit box.
Okay, I want to spend a moment talking about the password aspect of Gmail in particular. Gmail uses a secure system that does not permit what it classes as less secure apps to log in to your email. And there is very good reason for that. It's keeping your email secure, and Gmail is making sure that only services that it recommends or that you have explicitly said yes to can get access to your Google services. However, the BrailleSense 6 is not classed as a secure app, so Gmail will throw a problem. There are two ways to get around this, and this will depend on whether or not your account uses two-factor authentication. Two-factor authentication is where you can receive a message via text or to your mobile via the Google app when you log in to your Gmail from, for example, a browser. If you're using that, you can create what's called an app-specific password in Gmail for the Polaris, or the BrailleSense 6, actually, in this case. And when you have an app-specific password, that password will be randomly generated by Gmail and will just be for the device that you're creating it for, in this case, the BrailleSense 6. If you don't use two-factor authentication, and in this case, the email I'm setting up does not, because it's not my email account, so I didn't switch it on. You have to go into your Gmail security settings and enable less secure app access. You have to do this on a browser. So if people need assistance or need help doing this, please get in touch with us, with the guys in tech support, or with myself, and we'd be happy to help you. I did this last night. I did a bit of prep in advance. So I've done this. I've turned on access for less secure apps. And by the way, it's also worth saying that Gmail periodically turns this off automatically. So if you turn on access to less secure apps and you don't use the account for, I think it's 30 days, it will automatically turn off. And we're about to start. Of course, schools are coming back next week. Everybody who's a Polaris user who's been using Gmail will be coming back to school, not having used their Polaris in 6 weeks or 8 weeks, maybe. And all their less secure apps will have been switched off. So we'll have great fun next week helping people to get back up and running. Obviously, in that instance, then creating an app-specific password is a better idea, but not everybody uses two-factor authentication. So they're your choices in relation to that. I'm going to enter the password for this account.
Uppercase.
And I'm going to tab again.
Incoming IMAP server, imapgmail.com, computer edit box.
Now, I mentioned to you earlier on that when you choose Google, for example, it inputs the Google server information. So this is the field. These are the fields that have been pre-populated already. So we don't actually need to do anything here. I'm going to tab over to the confirm button. On the older BrailleSense Polaris and the U2, for example, it didn't actually test to make sure it could log into the account when you hit confirm, but the BrailleSense 6 does. So we will actually know that the account is working.
Advanced button, confirm button.
I'm going to press the enter key here on confirm.
Checking account.
And it's logging, trying to log in.
Successfully added account.
There we go. So now I know confidently, that the account is working. Let me switch back to contracted Braille now.
On contracted Braille.
And let me close the account Google manager with space and Z.
Unread subject. Getting to know your new Braille set.
And I'm back in my sight and sound email with an unread message. Now let me do space with dots 345. If you remember, it's that switched between email accounts. It will now have a new email account, we hope.
Getting new message list.
And it's now
unread subject. Sharon, take the next step on your Windows by confirming.
Now it's connected to the Gmail that we've just set up. And there's an unread message in the Gmail folder. So I now have three accounts. I have my personal email, I have Sight and Sound, and I have this Gmail that we've just set up. That's the process you will go through to add an email account. It might be a good point just to take a moment if there is anything in chat that Fionnuala wants to reference, or if there's anyone with a raised hand who wants to talk about anything to do with adding accounts or those app specific passwords or anything relating to Google.
Nothing major on the chat yet, Stuart. Just somebody else confirming they're having issues with iCloud too when deleting messages.
Okay, that's good to know. iCloud's also having an issue. Okay, and I didn't realize iCloud was having that problem. We will report that to HIMSS as well. If anyone's having issues, the problem we've had with the issues, by the way, is just to nail them down has been very difficult. So I think I mentioned earlier that I was able to reproduce it on my device on a particular Gmail email, but I wasn't able to reproduce it on my own Gmail. So if anyone's having issues with specific iCloud accounts, it'd be good if you want to let us know. We'll do our best to help. Okay, I'm conscious that some people may know some of this stuff. So I'm going to quickly just go through, but I don't also want to make an assumption because we have had some queries about these things. So I'm going to quickly go through sending an email from this Gmail address, just saying hello, and quickly go through as well sending a file attachment. It's often one that people want. And then I'm just going to quickly show you how to navigate folders and how to move emails. And then we'll see how we're doing for questions. So I'm going to press the shortcut to write a new message, which is Enter and W. You can also find this in the menu, of course. You can find everything in the menu. So if you don't want to use the shortcuts, that's absolutely fine. But let's do Enter and W.
2, edit box.
I'm going to go to my contact list to look up an address. So I'm going to press Enter and L to look up address.
Search for address, edit box.
And sure, let's send a quick email to Fionnuala. So I'm just going to start typing Fionnuala's name. And I'm going to press Enter.
2 addresses found.
I have 2 emails for Fionnuala, so I'm just going to choose her work address.
Fionnuala Murphy Sight and Sound Technology IE22 list item.
Press Enter.
2. Fionnuala Murphy. Fionnuala Murphy Sight and Sound Technology IE edit box.
So that's filled in Fionnuala's email address. Now, of course, The contacts, in my case, my contacts are syncing on the Braille Sense 6 with my Office 365 email. So when I set up my Office 365 email, I also set up the Office 365 login in the system settings on the Braille Sense Polaris and in the Braille Sense 6. You can also do this on the Polaris, and it means then that your contacts sync onto the device. And if you change any contact information or you add a contact somewhere else, it will automatically sync back on the Braille Sense 6. So let's tab through the fields here with space dot 4 and 5.
CC, edit box, BCC.
And there's
edit
CC box. And BCC.
Subject,
and
edit box.
We'll just write test as the subject.
Test.
And I'll tab into the edit box here.
Message body, multi-line edit box.
And I'll say, hi, Fionnuala.
Hi. Fionnuala, comma.
Dreadful pronunciation space from the Braille Sense 6.
Fionnuala, enter.
Hope.
Hope this.
This email.
Email.
Find
you. Well, peer space. Enter. Stuart.
I have my Polaris or my Braille Sense 6 set to speak words at the moment just for the purposes of these sessions. I normally turn my speech off altogether. Now I want to insert a file attachment. I want to send Fionnuala something. So I'm going to press the enter key with the letter F for file attachment. And these shortcuts have different meanings sometimes. So if you're in the inbox and you press enter F, it will forward an email.
Attach file dialog. No items, list item.
When you go to attach a file, it will look in the upload folder. You can change that, and I'll show you how to change that in a few minutes when we look at the email options. So I'm going to back out of the upload folder.
Upload folder 2656, list item.
I have a load of folders here, so.
WRC webs, Wi-Fi, webinar follow-up email dot docs 52, using Bookshare Ireland on the Mercury 12 from Sight and Sound. Webinar follow-up email dot one attached.
And webinar I've follow-up pressed enter
email
key.
Dot docs 14.83 kilobytes 11, list item.
And it tells me my file has been attached, and then I can press enter and S to send this email.
Sending.
And it is taking a sec because it's Gmail.
Successfully sent new message.
And there we go.
Unread subject.
Done.
Sharon, take the next step
now,
on your.
What if you want to delete emails or you want to delete a number of emails? We can multi-select, as I guess some of you will certainly know about this. So you can press the space bar on emails and it'll select them.
Selected unread unread subject. Security alert from. Selected unread subject. Security
or you
alert
could
from
press
Google No Reply accounts, Google.com
to block and scroll all the way down, and it would keep selecting as you go down. Sometimes I like to, I might want the first one selected, and I might want the fourth one. I might want the next two.
Subject.
So I've selected
shortcut of the week.
Three
selected
emails
subject
here, and I'm going to press space and D.
Delete three messages. Yes prompt button.
And I'm going to press enter to delete
deleting
three messages. And takes a second because, again, it's refreshing.
Mail deleted successfully.
It's going to refresh from
subject,
the server.
Shortcut of the week. Find them.
Here we are back in our Gmail inbox. Now, if I want to have a look at what folders I have on my Gmail system, and remember, we are connected to the server at the moment, so we're doing all this at server side. I can do shift and tab or space with B.
Mailbox. Inbox 29, list item.
And I can press space with dot 4.
All mail 3, draft box 49, important 59, list item, sent mail 69, list item.
So these are the Google Mail folders that we're looking at on the Polaris, on the Braille Sense 6 rather. And if I want to go into any of those folders, so sent mail, for example, I can now press
getting new
space
message
with
list.
4 and 5 or tab.
One attached, subject, test from Stuart Lawler, SAST Ireland, Gmail.
And there's the email and the sent items that we've just sent to Fionnuala. So I'll go back to my
mailbox, send
list
mail
of folders,
6, 9, list
and I'll go back to inbox.
Draft box 49, important, all mail 39, inbox 29, list item.
And press tab.
Getting new message list. Subject, shortcut of the week. Find and replace on.
Now this email, this shortcut of the week, I actually want to move this to a different folder. I'm going to press the backspace key with the letter X. or again, it's available in the edit menu. If you don't remember backspace and X, or you want to just use the menus, that's fine. So let's hit backspace X.
Please wait.
And it's now going off to find
Subject.
The list of folders.
Shortcut of the week.
That I want
find
to move
them in place
to.
On Power BrailleSense 619 list item.
Earlier today, I created a folder in this Gmail email account called BrailleSense 6. So actually,
Inboxed
that's where I want
BrailleSense
to move
619
the folder
list
to.
Item.
But I'm not going to press Enter because this is a slightly different dialog.
Create mailbox. Enter C.
There's a couple of other options I just want to mention to you here. There's one called Create Mailbox. So I'm tabbing through this. So if I wanted to move the folder to a mailbox that was not yet created, I can create it here and then move it to that folder.
Delete mailbox. Space D.
Or I can delete a mailbox. So if I want to delete the BrailleSense 6 mailbox.
Rename mailbox. Enter in.
I can rename
it. Button. Confirm button.
And if I confirm here now, you'll hear what happens.
Moving message.
Messages being moved.
Successfully moved messages. Getting new message list.
And the one message we selected has
Subject.
Been moved.
Envision summer sale is finally.
And we're brought back to the inbox on the SAST Ireland Gmail account. Okay, it might be a good point just to stop for a sec if there are questions about any of that.
No questions there at the moment, but by all means, pop anything into the chat box or use the raise hand function there.
Perfect. Okay. Thanks, Fionnuala. Yeah, anything that people have, if you have anything you want to ask, please raise your hand or put a message in chat and we'll be happy to answer it.
I was wondering, Stuart, how Jaws was going to handle my name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not, well, we'll have to get a pronunciation for it. Is that, I saw someone's hand go up, I thought. Okay, I'm just going to quickly go through the settings in the email application, just to show you again what's available. You can press the Enter key with O to go into the email options. So Enter and O.
Default mail server, personal email list item.
So the first option is the default mail server. And apologies, I'm just stopping my jaws from talking. So this is what is the default email server is personal email. That is, where will you start? In which email will you start when you open email application if you've more than one email address on the BrailleSense 6. So I can hit the space bar here.
Sight and sound list item.
I could make sight and sound my default.
Google list item.
Or I could make Google. So I'm going to leave it at personal for
personal
the moment.
Email list item.
Now I'm going to press space with dot four.
Use as default sent from account. Personal email list item.
What is the email address for the default send from email account? So that is if you were sending an email from somewhere else. Maybe you're clicking an email link in the browser that's opening the email application. What is the default send from email address? In this case, it's personal email.
Number of messages to receive, 32 list item.
Now, here's a question that I think, if I'm not mistaken, Fiona, who I think is here today, asked us in an email the other day. And she said, why am I only seeing 32 messages? And this is because the BrailleSense 6 receives the most recent 32 emails in your inbox, but you can change this. So 32 is the minimum. If I hit the space bar.
64 list item.
There's 64.
96 list item. 128 list item. 1000 list item. All list item.
Okay, I'd probably not suggest all if you have a very large mailbox. It might not be very successful, but certainly you can go way past 32 if you want.
32 list item.
And I'm just literally toggling this with the space bar moving around. I'm going to press space with dot four.
Exchange message list type, simple list item.
This option is for exchange emails only. So we're not using Microsoft Exchange at this moment, although there are some Exchange accounts on the device. The exchange message list type is either simple or
Detailed list item.
Detailed. And this is to do with how fast messages load on the BrailleSense 6 in Microsoft Exchange email platforms. So simple is the default. I will personally tell you I have noticed no difference whether I switch this to simple or to detailed. HIMSS tell us in the user guide that it will load faster. I have not seen it. But if anyone has and you have experience of this, we'd be very interested to know.
Simple list item.
So put it back to simple. This will have no impact if you're using a Gmail account or indeed anything else that's not Microsoft Exchange protocol.
First mail header, subject list item.
I want to talk a bit about mail headers and why they're important. We're now in an area where we can configure the mail headers. And this is a bit like your views in Microsoft Outlook. So how do you like your messages to appear? So I personally like to see the name of the message first, or rather the name of the person. So for example, Fionnuala Murphy, subject, newsletter content, the date on which Fionnuala sent it. And that's all I really need to know. I suppose if there's an attachment, I want to know that there's an attachment as well. But the main things I really want are the subject and rather who it's from, the subject and the date on which it was sent. Now, my first mail header is currently set to subject. So I want to change that. I want it to be from.
From list item.
Okay. Let's go down to the second mail header and configure that.
Second mail header, subject list item.
That's fine. Second mail header is subject. That's good.
Third mail header, date list item.
And the third mail header is date.
Fourth mail header, to list item.
I don't want it to be two because I know it was sent to me.
Off list item, to list item, off list item.
So I'm going to turn that off. As you configure each mail header, the options for the alternative headers change because obviously you can't have two email headers saying subject, because the subject would just be spoken twice. So it's very clever as you configure these, the corresponding email headers will change with you as you're configuring. So I'm turning the fourth one off.
Fourth mail header, off list item. Fourth mail header,
so that's the end of the options. Item. I'm gonna tab.
Confirm button.
To confirm, and I'm gonna press enter.
Successfully saved from. Mike from Envision Mike, let's envision.com. Subject, Envision summer sale is finally here. Date, Sunday.
Now, there you go. So straight away, you saw it said from Mike from Envision, subject, and then it said the subject, and then it said the date. And if we were to go up.
From Stuart Lawler, Stuart Lawler Sight and Sound Technology, i.e. subject, the Home User Festival is on. Date, Tuesday, August.
So there's an email from me that was sent to this Gmail account.
From Sharon Leone Info, Sharon's Shortcuts, i.e. subject, shortcut of the week, change the font on pop.
So that can be very helpful to be able to move through emails a little more quickly. The other one that's worth showing you is the find feature. So from within the inbox or from within any folder, space and F.
Text to find, edit box.
So there's text to find. You can type in anything here. So let's just look for the word summer and I'll tab
range all 1-4 combo box.
So you can search in everything or you can narrow your search a bit by using the drop down list. So space with dot four
subject 2-4 combo box day 3-4 combo box from 4-4 combo box.
So you can search in subject, date, or from. So if you wanted to send to look for emails from a particular person, you would type in their name and then you'd switch this to from. But I'm going to switch it to all.
Dates all 1-4 combo confirm button.
And I'm going to press confirm.
From Mike from Envision Mike, let's envision.com. Subject, Envision summer sale is finally here.
So that had the word summer.
From Mike from Envision Mike, from Mike from Envision Mike. From
it looks Mike. Like the only one with summer in those emails was from Mike from Envision. Now, remember, it will only search what's on the BrailleSense 6 at the time. So in this case, because I have set this to receive the most recent 32 emails, it's only going to search those. If you wanted to search back further, you would up the number of emails and do your searches that way. But it's a pretty quick way to look through certainly recent email if you want to do that. I mentioned forwarding emails.
Close button.
So let me just close the search. From
Sharon Leone Info. Sharon.
So let me forward this email. So I said that depending where you are on the Braille Sense 6, some keystrokes have different views or have different contexts. So if I press enter and F now, which was a few minutes ago the keystroke for adding a file attachment, if you remember, this is going to bring us into forward.
2, edit box.
So it said, asked me who I want to send it to. So we'll just go for Fionnuala again. So I'm going to do my lookup address.
Search for address, edit box.
I'm going to press enter on Fionnuala's
name.
2
addresses found. Fionnuala Murphy, Fionnuala Murphy, Gmail. .com 12 Fionnuala Murphy, Fionnuala Murphy Sight and Sound Technology IE2 Fionnuala Murphy, Fionnuala Murphy Sight and Sound Technology 2 Fionnuala Murphy, Fionnuala Murphy Sight and Sound Technology IE edit box.
And I could tab over then to say
CBCC subject FW
so message it's a forward
body, multi-line
and
edit
I can
box.
Type in the message here and say hi Fionnuala.
Hi Fionnuala comma
please
see below.
See.
Below period.
And I could press enter and S to send it. We won't do that, but we could, of course, press space and Z.
Currently writing mail save? Yes prompt button.
And we could have the option to save that for later review if we want it in the drafts folder. So I'll say
no prompt button.
No to
prompt.
That.
Sharon Leone Info Sharon's.
Okay, that is the main aspect of the email application, but I'm very happy to take questions or any problems or challenges people have had using the email application. I hope that's they're the queries that we got from our tech support colleagues that people I think found most problematic with the Braille Sense 6. So if there is anything that you have that you'd like to ask at this point, please feel free to do so.
I have a raised hand there from Jeff, so I've just raised added him. Friends. Jeff, if you want to unmute yourself.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Jeff.
Yep.
How are you?
Hi there. So, Stuart, this is taking you back a few steps because I did try and get your attention earlier, but failed to succeed.
Apologies.
No worries. So you talked initially about two-factor authentication, etc.
Yes.
Would it be best to just enable that, you know, let's say on the PC, and then, you know what I mean, then you haven't got this issue about simple, complex devices and
absolutely.
All of that.
Yeah, I think
so you might as well get used to two-factor authentication and go along that route.
I think it's best practice now on all sorts of things. We have it for our banking and all sorts of other things, don't we? So I think two-factor authentication is the way to go. I think that there will come a time when we'll be forced to do it, but Google just haven't done that yet. So you're right. If you don't do that, I mean, this email account will stop working on this device if I don't use it after a certain time, and I'd have to go back and do all that stuff again. So it's better to do two-factor authentication and create an app-specific password. And I don't know if anyone's on the session who's done the app-specific password, if you want to talk about that experience, but it's usually very straightforward. It gives you the random password. You put that into the Braille Sense, and it will connect, and you don't have to do anything about less secure apps. Any other questions or
Stuart,
comments?
Well, sorry, just one that came in from Fiona yesterday, and I hope you didn't cover this and it went over my head. Just tell me if you did. She's having an issue whereby the emails that she can see in her inbox. I'm trying to figure out exactly what it is. It's not relating to what she's seeing when she goes into sent items. Receiving
yes,
mailbox.
Sorry,
they're empty.
Yes. So Fiona, I don't know if you are, if you want to raise your hand and we can bring you in.
Yeah,
because I think your question relates to the sent items or the sent folder. And of course, Gmail makes things a little more interesting because I think it, and I can't remember if you're using Gmail or not, Fiona. And I think you also had a query about that you used to be able to delete messages on one device and they'd stay on another. And now when you're deleting them on the Braille Sense 6, they're getting removed from everything. And that's because you're using an IMAP email account. you probably could set it up as a POP3, and then you could configure the device not to download the email, to keep the email on the server so you could see it on another device. But IMAP might be easier as a long-term solution. So I'm not sure if that answers the question. I think the keystroke, Fiona, that you want is that shift and tab, which is space with B, space with dots one and two, will move you from the inbox into the folder list. And then you can go down to, I think Gmail calls it
mailbox, inbox, send mail 69, send list mail, item.
Doesn't call it send items. And then if you press space with dot four and five,
getting new message list,
it should bring us up.
One attached.
Yeah, there's one email, Stuart, which is the one I sent to Fionnuala. That's the only email in the send items. Now, saying that, there's probably another
mailbox. Sent mail. Spam 79 list. Start 89 list item. Trash 99 lists. Simp. Draft box 49 list item. All mail 39 list item.
There's an all mail. I think this is another Gmail folder.
Getting new message list.
I'm not sure. I think that just lists everything
one
together.
One attached from Stuart Lawler SAS.
So if it's a Gmail account, Fiona, that might work. But if it's not, if it's still not working, please come back to us. Feel free to let us know.
Thanks for that, Stuart. And Fiona is here, yeah. So if that hasn't answered your question, just let us know. If David would have raised hand as well. So David, if you unmute yourself there.
Good afternoon, David. Good afternoon,
Hi,
friends.
David.
Hope you can hear me.
Yeah, we can. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for taking my question. So I've got a BrailleSense 6 that I've recently taken delivery of, and I've set up two Gmail accounts on it. The default one is my work Gmail. So when I first of all open email, it says getting messages, and then mm-hmm. I'm in my work Gmail, as it were. I've just tried the dots 345 to try and sort of hop to my other inbox. That seemed to take me to the next sort of mailbox available. So it took me through trash and sent and all these kind of things. Is there a way to quickly hop to my other inbox?
Can you try it with backspace and 345?
I did, but it just cycles me through a whole bunch of. So what I do at the minute is I do tab to the folder list, then tab again to the
account list.
Account, and then it's just, which is fine, but I didn't know if there was a sort of quick way to.
No, there is but I may well have given you the wrong keystroke. So sometimes you do these things so much you don't think. Just let me do it, and this time take note of what I'm pressing. So if I do backspace and 345, so I'm in the inbox in Gmail now. Mm-hmm.
Getting new message list. Unread from SuperValue Online Shopping.
And now it's gone back into my personal account with SuperValue. Mm-hmm. And if I do it again, backspace and 345.
Getting new message list.
It's going to go, I think.
Unread has attachment from Lorraine Everson. Lorraine Everson.
It's now in Sight and Sound. Should work.
Obviously, I won't hog the time. I'll try playing with that. But
if it doesn't come back to us, definitely. Thanks, David. I hope that works because it's a very handy.
It was definitely worth logging on to get that. Thank you. Yeah,
no problem. And as I said just at the start as well, the space with dot 3 and 6 is a handy one because there are so many shortcuts. Not all of them are detailed in the user guide, where you would think there's an appendices at the end with a whole load of shortcuts, but they're not all detailed in the appropriate section. So if you're looking for a shortcut, space with dot 3 and 6 is good. The other one that's useful is the context sensitive help. It's probably worth giving it a mention, and we'll do it maybe during the week as well a little bit. Space and H in any program in the certainly in the BrailleSense suite of applications, it's very different when we go into Android, which we'll do later in the week. But space and H will allow you to get context help for the application you're in. So it's another way to, if you're looking for a keystroke. Okay, last chance for any hands or questions, anything that you came wanting to learn about email that we haven't covered.
No questions there at the minute.
If not, then we're going to finish up today's session. We're back tomorrow. Sharon Lyons and myself will be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock looking at Google Drive and how to use that. That's actually been a feature that's been around for a while, but it's not everybody is aware of it and how useful it can be for backing up as well. So thanks everybody for coming along. Thanks to Fionnuala. We'll see Fionnuala again on Thursday. And we're looking forward to seeing anyone who can make it tomorrow afternoon. In the meantime, if you have questions, very happy if you want to get in touch with me directly. You will have received my email address when you registered, or my email rather, when you registered for these sessions. You can get in touch that way. Our tech support line is on 01604 798070. So I think that's it. Unless there's anything else, we'll finish this one up. And thank you everybody for attending. Thanks, Fionnuala.
Sorry, I had an interloper there at the end.
No problem.